Yo-Yo Wiki Podcast, the one and only podcast for yoyowiki.org.
Hey, Josh, shouldn't there be a yoyowiki.org in order for there to be a yoyowiki podcast?
So what's your point? What's your point? It'll be up soon. Don't even worry about it.
But Josh, shouldn't you actually post the podcast in order for people to – if you don't post them, they're not actually podcasts.
Fine. I just can't get any love around here.
I would know because the podcast doesn't get posted.
Cue the music.
Shalikdo. Doc popular. Yo, yo.
Wiki, wiki.
Yo, yo. Wiki, wiki.
Yo, yo.
Wiki, wiki.
Yo, yo. Wiki, wiki.
Yo, yo. Radio.
Yo, yo. Radio. Yo, yo. Radio. Wiki, wiki.
Yo, yo. Wiki, wiki.
Wiki, wiki.
Yo, yo. Wiki, wiki.
Wiki, wiki.
Wiki, wiki. Wiki, wiki.
Wiki, wiki.
Wiki, yo, yo. Wiki, wiki. Radio. Podcast. On yo, yo. Radio.
Wiki, wiki. Wiki, wiki. Wiki.
You wouldn't know because you don't understand the meaning of love, Joe.
I thought I did until AJ ripped my heart out of it.
Welcome to YoYoWikiPodcast.org. This is episode number 38, the big 38, and we are so excited. We decided to bring along a special guest. As usual, though, there's me, Dr. Popular, and you, Josh Schlichting. Damn it.
That's right, Josh Parker. I'm here, and this is episode 38, the special spectacular. And with us is Mr. Joe Mitchell. How are you doing today, Joe?
I'm Jim Dandy. Thank you
for asking. I thought you were Joe Mitchell.
Yay!
No, Jim Dandy is an expression that us old people use to say that we're doing well.
I see. Old people.
Under his contract, Joe Mitchell is not allowed to appear on our show, but Jim Dandy, on the other hand, is allowed to make a special appearance. So, welcome,
yeah,
Jim
yeah.
Dandy.
This is Jim Dandy. How you doing?
Well, I'm just fantastic. So we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. So where should we start?
I would like to start by talking about Joe's fragile heart that AJ has ripped out. Can we go into that?
I think so.
My therapist thinks it's not a good idea to talk about.
Well, let's talk about it then. I think that's important.
let's delve.
So tell us, Joe. We haven't seen AJ on the podcast or on your show in a while. What's up with that?
Honestly, I don't know. I guess AJ's just busy with his job and his life and stuff like that. But he called in sick last week, said he was not feeling well, or 2 weeks ago, and then he hasn't been on the show in, I don't know, 2 months, something like that.
Well, I've got a secret to tell you. At Worlds, he kind of said to me, "I'm not going to do the show anymore."
Well, you know, see, he obviously was a little misplaced. If he had just said to me that he's not going to do the show anymore, it would have worked out.
I know.
Than telling somebody else. Because, I don't know, maybe he's afraid to talk to me. I have no clue. But, you know, I wouldn't be mad or anything. It's not like he does it for money. He just shows up and does it and hangs out and, you know, it's cool.
Show us on the doll where AJ touched you.
Well, that's the problem. He didn't touch me, and he refused to. All right, so I can't joke about that. I probably shouldn't say that.
All right. Well, so now that AJ is no longer with you, are you going to continue your tradition of not doing a show anyway?
Well, I did not do the show yesterday, and it was quite enjoyable for me not to do the show. It's always a better week when I don't do the show than it is when I do.
But you enjoy being miserable so much.
You do. I just said you do.
I heard it.
Real
No, I'm going to do the show. I didn't do it this week because I just got back from vacation. I did the show last week live from South Carolina or North Carolina, and it was fun, except I had an echo and I couldn't get rid of it.
In North Carolina, where Ed Hoponic is.
Yep.
And you had an echo from Ed.
I did, and I'm not sure if it was Ed or if it was me or if it was I was doing it from my laptop, and I'd just gotten the USB headset, which I love, by the way. It's my favorite thing I ever owned in my life.
That's good, I guess. Good job with that.
Yeah, thanks.
So
for me, you know what I've been doing? I've been haphazardly planning Mid-Atlantic Regionals.
Oh, good, good. How's that coming along?
It's like a week and a half away. I've just started, and I have like one judge, and no prizes. But other than that, right on schedule.
Is it September 8th?
September 8th. That's right.
That's when the California State Yo-Yo Contest is, which
There's also no information about that I can find.
Stu's actually planning that, I believe, and I've heard about that at least in the past. So my website's not even up or anything.
All right. Well, good luck.
Yeah, I'm right on it. Yeah.
So you're not planning contests, and you're not doing your radio show. So what else are you not doing?
I bought a new car.
That's cool. Good. Bought a new car.
So you're not driving your old car.
No. It was a piece of excrement. I was not happy with my old car.
All right. Good deal.
So, speaking of excrement, can we begin the yo-yo sensation? That's
yes.
Nice segue. That's awesome.
Way to call it out and identify the nice segue, Joe.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, isn't this the show that tells you?
That's true. That is one of our I don't know, fine
catchphrases.
So I'll go ahead and start off here. I've got a yo-yo, and I'm going to throw it, and Joe and Doc are going to tell me exactly what yo-yo it is, based solely on sound. So here it goes.
It's a Metal Zero.
1992 X-Frame.
The bearing obviously is pretty loud. That is a counterweight I'm hitting up against it.
Does the counterweight come with it?
Hmm.
That's the Buddha Bell, the Taka mod from the mod contest issue.
No, nothing like that.
But is it a stock game?
Stock. It's, I guess the bearing's probably been cleaned a little, and it's not doing too well. But
yeah, well, that's my guess.
The Buddha Bell. Good
the
guess.
Buddha Bell.
Very.
Did you guys wonder if he misspelled that on purpose or if Eric Wolf misspelled it?
I didn't notice.
It's spelled the Buddha Bell, like H-A. And I'm just kind of curious.
I don't know. But what do you think, Joe?
Yeah, you got me. I'm going to go with, let's see, I'm thinking it's a Wing Force.
Wing Force, absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
This is, I don't know. It's, the sequel to this yo-yo implies that it's a bigger yo-yo when in fact it is slightly smaller.
Oh, let's see. Not the Big Ben, but the...
The Big Ben.
No, the Big
Ben.
No.
Bigger Ben.
No, the Big Ben. It's the Big Ben. Because the Bigger Ben was actually a little bit smaller.
Yes, well, I thought that's what you said.
Oh, so that's the Big Ben, and you're saying the sequel. Okay, got it. Well, good one. Joe, you got one?
Do you guys still do this on the show?
You know, you can throw a beanie baby. We can
All right, I'm going through. You go ahead and there, Doc. I'm going through my yo-yo parts.
Your
box.
Train collection.
Yeah. It's Thomas. Let me tell you something. It's a lead Thomas. It's a lead.
Only the paint is made with lead.
And it's made with love, though.
There lead. You go. Let's see if I can get this closer. This is a modded yo-yo. I'll say that. Do you even hear that bearing?
Oh.
Over,
did you throw it?
Yeah, I'm throwing it.
You can hear it a little bit now.
Well, it's a little difficult with Joe going through his train collection.
I'm going through my parts box.
Just another crazy Chinese yo-yo?
No, it's not a crazy Chinese yo-yo.
I get the impression that Doc only uses yo-yos that were named after him.
No, actually, that's what Josh does, and I can so Joe, do you have a guess on this show? I'll thump it.
I'm guessing it's a Sonic Spin from I know it's not, but that's my guess.
Alright. So that's a no. This yo-yo is not named after me. It was the yo-yo I used when I got third.
Oh, it's a Viper.
Yep. Do you know what sort of mod it is?
It's the little Viper parts mod thingy that you came with?
No, this is the
beefcake.
It's a beefcake.
Isn't that a copyrighted term?
Nope. This is actually the tattooed shell, beefcaked with the on the inside. I took it to Things Remembered, and I had them engrave IO just all, a number of times to create a response system for it. So
check that out. Oh, so it's like a binary response. I get it.
Binary response. It either stays down or it comes up. You have a binary love life.
I do. I'm trying to put together a yo-yo. I don't think I have all the parts, though. I'm trying. I'm running as fast as I can.
Come on, Elf. Santa needs those.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir. Do you guys have an axle? I'm going through my parts box.
I am well centered.
Yeah. You're well somethinged.
I did get some more of those eBay yo-yos in the mail. I got another one of those stamped aluminum, like thin metallic missile kind of knockoffs with the rubber rings. And I got this wide yo-yo that's like, it's metal on the outside, but I think it's like metal somehow put onto plastic. It's sort of like the Silver Series cherry bombs and all those, but it's actually like a metal on the outside. Cheap, 99 cents. The guy, for whatever reason, he's not selling those anymore under Pin whatever. He's now got a new name, like Yinidian or something. Eric Wolf posted a link to his new auctions.
That's weird. It's the whole thing is just weird.
99 cents. I just don't understand it. They're not making money off the shipping. I mean, is 99 cents really that valuable in China? I didn't think it was. I thought they were becoming closer and closer to our economy.
Or maybe, you got me, man. All right. I think I may be ready.
To Mitchell's right. Free hand.
This is what I happen to have nearby.
To Mitchell's free hand.
So. there it is.
Free hand MG.
Yeah, like I'd have one of those.
It's an SB2.
It is not. It is not an SB2. Okay. Neither is it a freehand MG.
Give us a clue.
All right, it does come with one of those counterweights.
The metal freehand.
Metal freehand.
It's a metal freehand, that's right.
Right.
It's a defective one that I have in the back here that somebody returned.
Yay!
Go figure.
I was trying to assemble a Renegade, but I didn't have the nuts. And I also was trying to assemble a Bumblebee, but I didn't have the axle.
Didn't have the balls.
No, I did the nuts.
Well, how about not that? The balls, way to be crude. So speaking of beefcaking, though... the Two Fat Ladies Groovy Edition just came out on Yo-Yo Nation, and Doc pointed it out to me. I hadn't looked into it at all, but the Groovy Edition seems to be basically schmooved. It's a little different than the schmooving thing, but so that's two Dr. Popular sort of innovations that they did to this yo-yo, and have they talked to you about that at all, Doc?
No, I haven't heard from anybody. I've got a hard email to track down, though, doc@drpopular.com. Mm-hmm. I don't know how anybody can find that, but the one thing is Nick Correa, who goes by Feral Parrot, he sent me the link last night saying, look at what these guys are doing, and he sent me a picture to the new, you know, groovy beefcake thing. And I just posted, at the beginning of this month, I posted about how companies, if they do kind of use, like, the terms you created or ideas that you created, if they use that to kind of sell their products, it would be a really cool idea if they just contacted you to let you know. I mean, we're a small little group of people. I'm not going to bother patenting shit, and I'm not going to sue anybody, but at the same time, like, it would just be kind of nice. You know, it's so small. We're probably going to bump into each other at some point. And that had been posted up on Yo-Yo Nation, and quite a few people pointed out that stuff, and I just kind of forgot about it until Nick sent me this thing, and then I got all pissed off, and I wrote this thing this morning about the Groovy edition. And right after I posted it, I took another look at the picture, and you know, I can't see the inside. I can't tell exactly if it's schmoved or not. If it's just like sort of like if it's basically equivalent of taking sandpaper and, you know, spinning it against the lathe or something to get grooves. That's kind of
no.
Different.
It's
there's like these big hollow.
It's grooved. All the way from the top of the yo-yo all the way to the inside.
Yeah, but those grooves are kind of—I mean, they're kind of small. They're not quite the same as like the big dips that the Eatsit has or whatever. I think in the history of kind of lathing, there's certain lathes. I can't remember which ones, but there's certain ones that's just sort of the end result. They can't get you a smooth look. They kind of get you a bumpy thing, and you know that's just the way that they're made. And that's not like a creation of mine or whatever.
This is the Groovy edition. This was machined specifically that way so that.
Yeah.
To do a similar idea to schmoving. If you read the description, it says it's got the grooves there to remove friction on the inside of the yo-yo.
The description definitely seems to kind of be the exact same thing that I was saying that the schmoves do. At least they didn't use the word schmoove or whatever. I don't know. And in the post, I even said, because it's made by a company called Word. So I even said, what's next? Are they going to, you know, put Word to your mother on the sides or something? And I calmed down like immediately after posting it. I still just think it would be cool, you know, just in general. I mean, not even just with my stuff, but, you know, if you, I remember when Takeshi was doing the recessed yo-yos, people were like, hey, do you mind if I do a deep recessed mine thing too? Even though Takeshi was just doing existing technology, just amplified. There was already recessed pads. He was just the first person to really push them in. The thing that kind of got me was just like, you know, beefcaking is my term. And I sort of feel that when people use that, they're almost saying like, it's affiliated with me or something. And maybe that's a ridiculous thing to be thinking, but I don't like kind of like being used without at least someone, you know, asking. I've gotten, you know, Nick Korea has always asked me if he can schmoove yo-yos, and these guys from One Drop Designs, those guys who are doing the project even contacted me saying, hey, we're doing something similar to kind of the schmoove. It's got these groove areas and it's just the way our machine is, but is it cool if we do it? And I just really appreciate stuff like that.
All right, good deal. That being said, I played with one of these two fat ladies at Worlds. It's a pretty sweet yo-yo.
How does the kickback handle? I mean, you're probably kind of used to it because you played with my old kickback yo-yos.
I didn't notice any real kickback. The gap doesn't end up being all that wide because the bearings are seated pretty far into the side of the yo-yo. So it's adjustable with the gap. So it comes with some shims, so you can shim it out pretty far. But yeah, so.
I would love to try one sometime. Hopefully, somebody will have one at California States coming up, in a couple weeks. Cause I think it looks like a really, boss yo-yo.
Good deal. So should we talk about something else?
Yeah, let's talk about the can I mention the Risky
Fine.
Business? Anti-Yo has a new yo-yo coming out called the Risky Business, and I think we talked about it last week on the podcast.
We sure did.
But the bags are finished, and I made raw denim bags for them, and you can see pictures of them. You can go to I guess docpop.org/blog and see pictures of them. And maybe when Josh posts this episode, maybe he'll put a link up to the pictures. But it's one of my favorite like little crafts that I've made, like custom order for someone. I made 12 bags because there's only 12 Risky Businesses, and I actually had to learn how to make buttonholes and learn all sorts of new skills just to make them. I think they look pretty dope, though.
They do. They look very nice. I'm looking at the picture of it right now.
And these Risky Businesses are ridiculously expensive because they're made out of anti-yonium.
Anti-ionium, that's right. Yeah.
Well, look, I'm sure that'll be wonderful. I'm sure that'll be one of those things that's available on Yo-Yo Nation for 11 seconds at 3:30 in the morning. It'll crash the entire internet.
You guys are so bitter.
I'm not bitter. I just hate those anti-yoke bastards.
Have you lost on some of these things that you wanted? You couldn't get them because it was posted at a weird time?
I'm just kidding. I love my Yo-Yo Nation. Fellow retailer guys, and I love the anti-yo fellows, and Yeah. No, they're cool. I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, it's great.
You're sarcastic.
You know, I wish I could have gotten one of those. I wish I could have gotten one of those Goudas. Those things are awesome.
I believe that's pronounced Gouda.
Did you see the 24 karat gold pyros?
No.
I did not. Where were those?
Oh, yeah, I did. They looked kind of
cheap. Those were at Worlds,
they?
And they looked ugly.
Oh.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know.
And some poor schlub kid, he spent all of his money getting one. It was awesome.
I don't know. Most of those kids who buy those things seems like they've spent a very small amount of money buying
these. Mom, look at $200. Can I have $200?
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever.
Whatever makes you happy.
But you know what I have to say? Here's something we hadn't talked about prior to the show, and I'm going to have to throw it in here. Sorry. Did you happen to see the link I posted to Tyler's appearance on the local Fox News
channel? I saw it.
Okay. Pro.
Yeah. Actually, it was a pretty good little story, and I liked it. But I thought it was funny, and his mother came on, and I know Tina, and she's a nice woman, and she mentioned how that she likes yo-yo and gets this nice, clean sport. And it's just like, wow, she didn't get a world. I mean, not that I'm just what I heard. I've never been there, and I never would do anything like that.
What did you hear at Worlds?
You're spot on.
What did you hear from Worlds?
Oh, I heard there were some specific activities that she said she liked yo-yo in because it didn't have them in there. You know, chemical.
Yeah. No, there's a Worlds is a very wild time for young kids to experiment. It's a very rowdy event. Lots of urination and alcohol.
Well, you can't have one without the other, right?
I mean, I had my fair share of alcohol at Worlds, but I didn't see any kids drinking.
You know, Nick, if you want to learn more about Worlds, next time you're not doing your show with your co-host, AJ.
My former co-host.
Yeah. Feel free to ask him. He's got, I'm sure, plenty of stories.
I can't believe that AJ would ever partake of illegal activities or immoral drinking activities.
not with being on Yo-Yo Jam. No.
That's right. No, AJ's a good guy. I love AJ.
We all love AJ.
From what I remember.
Except he's creepy.
Is he creepy?
What?
So,
is
so,
he creepy,
so,
really? So, nice segue.
So, Yo-Yo Jam has kind of like a reputation for being like kind of goody two shoes, maybe like very clean cut. I know Cappy was cut off the team because he's an atheist or whatever is his claim. And then
That's right.
I think Yomega's players are almost kind of not in the circle at all. Like, you never see them post. And, I mean, they're very nice, clean-cut people, but where Yo-Yo Jam's players are, like, very involved, Yomega's players are almost the opposite. They're, like, things that people talk about, but they don't actually kind of take part in the discussions. Would you guys say those two kind of sum up those teams, or when you think of a team style?
Yeah. Well, outside of Justin Weber, I don't know any Yomega people.
Joey Vitellari, who's, I don't know.
I never heard of him before I interviewed him for our Worlds preview show, and I heard since then that not many people care for him.
Well, during that whole Yomega debacle post-World, he kind of made a fool of himself.
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of write that off to him being a kid or whatever.
I think everybody kind of made a fool of themselves on either side. Yeah, it was just a very heated time. Everybody, foot and mouth time.
Yeah. I don't believe that's going away, by the way.
I think it's kind of going away.
I don't think it will be. It's my guess. Right.
Are you going to pull all Yomega sponsorship from your contest?
I don't know that I'll go that route, but I can tell you I'm offended by their attitude and their you know, positioning on this whole thing, because I don't get it. So,
are you going to stop carrying Yomega in your store?
I don't know that I'll go that route. How's that for a non-answer?
Signs point to no.
You know, if you saw our store right now, you wouldn't. I don't know if you'd say that, but
all right.
So.
Good deal.
You mentioned Cappy. How's Cappy these days, huh?
Well, you know, he's running the California State Yo-Yo Contest. He also runs the Spindox crew, which they send out email notifications about 2 days before their meetings. And their meetings are completely non-mass transit-able. So, like, if you don't own a car, like, you can't get there, period. So I'm really thinking about starting up something in the city. I really hate to compete with his club, but... I mean, there's so many players. There's, you know, more players in San Francisco than there are in the East Bay. And we can't, we just can't make it to the event. So we really want to. But he's doing good. He's, I'm sure he's amping up or gearing up for Cal State. We haven't really heard much about him from Cal State, but I just saw that the website is up now, at calstateyoyo.com.
Yeah, they got us beat, huh?
Yeah, I guess. I'm actually going to be – the Cal State's going to be at the Exploratorium on September 8th, and I think I'm going to be part of two video podcasts that the Exploratorium is doing with their science video blogger.
Oh, cool.
So it'll be like me and him talking about yo-yos in kind of hopes of garnering more attention for the event when it actually comes.
Was that the same podcast you did for the circuit bending?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, no, I'm sorry. It was from the same place, but that was from MakeZine, make.com or MakeZine.
Okay, but that was the same.
There was the same place, but not the same people. This is, I'm actually doing this for the Exploratorium, where the other was for O'Reilly Media.
All right. Do we have anything else to talk about?
What about the John Robb video battle real quick? It's John Robb and Jake Bullock. Jake Bullock was the clear winner of the first round. I don't know how many rounds they're doing, but the second round just came out. Everybody's saying John Robb killed it in the second round. I totally have to disagree. I think, again, Jake Bullock just really was obviously the winner of both rounds so far. Have you guys seen the video?
I saw the John Robb video, and I was very impressed with it. A lot more impressed than I was with the first one. But I didn't take the time to watch the Jake Bullock one. So,
well, basically, I was just going to say we're in the first one. Like, John Robb's like camera was a little off, and there was something weird about his capturing too, where it just kind of looked kind of glitchy. But anyway, it was like the quality of the videos was different, and then the quality of the tricks was also way off. Jake Bullock's aren't quite as amazing the second time around, where John Robb has definitely gone up a step. But I still think that in the end, in terms of new concepts and everything, it seemed like John Robb was being a little repetitive.
You're just afraid to step your game up.
I am terrified to step my game up, but I don't think I would ever post a video saying step your game up, because I would worry about all the crap I would get afterwards if a video I ever made after that wasn't very good.
Well, I have to agree. I kind of like the John Robb in the second round. So I'm with Shalicto on this one.
Word. Other than that, you know, I wanted to mention California State Yo-Yo Contest one more time, which is Cal State Yo-Yo. Nationals is coming up soon. I'm going to book my hotel right after this. It's probably already too late, but who knows? Josh, you're not coming to Nationals this year. Do you want to defend yourself?
Nope.
Huh? Do you want to explain why you wouldn't support the National Yo-Yo Contest? You're too good for that. You're gonna come all the way out there and then, like, you know, hang out in a Denny's.
Hey, that's where I first met Josh.
Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't even know I met him there. Because do you remember, Doc, when I videotaped you doing your rap there, like in 2000?
I don't remember. I don't think we've met.
Okay, but Josh was there again. What were you singing? So Where You At? Or something like that?
Oh, yeah, So Where You At? Hucking yo-yos and giving this a listen. This is getting funky. The Midwest is representing.
Yeah.
So Where You At? Yeah, yeah. That was Josh. Josh is on there. That was Josh. That was
I don't remember meeting him. That was the first time I met him. So, there you go.
And Joe, you're not coming to Nationals this year either?
I don't go to a yo-yo contest anymore.
Yep.
I'll be there. I have to plan it. I'm a little worried. Should I be worried? It's a week and a half.
I would be worried.
I would be terrified.
I'd be terrified.
What do I have to do?
That are gonna, like,
I have my checklist.
I would give up at this point.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just go home.
I I thrive on last second planning. Unfortunately, I do well at it, and if I planned ahead of time, it probably worked out a little bit better.
I think that any notes and planning you've done so far, you should
get rid of it.
Push them to next year. just push them to next year. You're really far ahead of time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. Then I could just name myself the MAR champion.
That's right.
Yeah.
You get the seat at Nationals? Yes! Hotel room C? I can go to Nationals now.
The one other thing I wanted to mention was I'll be in Portland October 24th. There's going to be a yo-yo club sometime around there for any Portland players.
All right.
Cool. Yeah. I should mention, of course, Mid-Atlantic Regionals will take place on September 8th. And for information on that event, you can go to maryoyo.com, which is also maryoyo.com.
You know, really, though, you know, with all the hype for California State Yo-Yo Contest, I don't know if you're going to have that much attendance.
Yeah, I don't think we generally draw from the same areas. That's just a guess. Yeah, yeah. Plus, we're getting Seth Peterson. Huh? Adam Brewster? So where you at?
Paul Hahn, David Capurro, Johnny Devalier, Augie Fash.
Who are these
Never
people?
Heard of them.
Never heard of them.
How did Cappy get in that group, by the way?
He lived there.
Okay. I mean, these are all national world champions, and then it's Cappy.
Cappy's amazing.
I love Cappy. I'm just saying he's, you know.
What? Wash up?
Augie Fash, Paul Hahn, you got all these guys. I didn't say that. You said
Well, this has been a fantastic 38th episode of the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast. Thank you, Joe Mitchell, for joining us.
Why don't you shut up, Josh?
And thank you, Doc. It was great to talk to you.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Joe.
I will kick both of your butts.
Podcast will get posted.
Don't talk over me.
August 28th at about 7 p.m. Central Time. Until...
Why are you telling people when it's going to get posted? Because if they're hearing
so that when it doesn't get posted at that time, I can get even more heat.
And of course, we're plugging California States and Mid-Atlantic Regionals, and this will undoubtedly be posted.
So go to yoyowiki.org and see that the server is still down, and keep checking back because it will be up any day now. And we will see you next week. Bye.